It is a blessing to be here with you today. I am truly humbled and honored to share God's word with you this morning.
来到大家中间传讲信息真是一个福气。我存着谦卑的心来这边跟大家分享传讲信息。
I want to thank Pastor Paul and Ching Lee and others for giving me the opportunity to share God's word.
谢谢刘清丽老师、吕牧师等等邀请我来分享信息。
Just want to give you a brief introduction about myself.
跟大家简单介绍自己。
My name is Brian Lunger. My family and I are the Awana missionaries.
我叫做 Brian Lunger. 我的家庭跟我都是 Awana 的宣教士。
We serve and care for Awana churches within Delaware, Eastern Maryland, Eastern Shore Maryland, and Eastern Virginia.
我们服侍Awana, 参与 Awana 的教会，包括在特拉华州、在马里兰州、Virginia 州的东边。
We care for 140 churches in our territory.
我们所关怀的大概有140多个教会。
You've just read Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22.
各位刚刚读了马太福音四章十八到二十二节。
Today's sermon is entitled A Call to Resilient Discipleship.
今天的讲道题目叫做呼召坚韧的门徒。
Let's define what resilient is.
我们来看看坚韧是什么意思。
Resilient is the ability to withstand, bend, flex,but not break from difficult conditions.
坚韧就是能够在恶劣的环境下面能够抗压、抗曲折弯的力量、抗扭曲而不断裂。
This includes our culture today.
这包括我们今天的文化。
I'd like to ask you and pose you a question. And here's my question. Who or what do you follow?
我要问大家一个问题，你在跟从谁？
You see, we all follow someone or something.
我们总是跟从某某人或某某事情。
We know that we live in a day and culture where technology is always changing.
我们知道，这个文化中间的技术一直在改变。
Example, I have a smartphone in my hand.
我手上有个智慧型手机。
My first cellular device was a track phone.
我第一个手机是一个 track phone.
I then upgraded to a flip phone.
后来我拿了一个折叠式的手机。
I had to switch over to a smartphone because a lot of people started texting me.
后来很多人发信息给我，我就转成了智慧型手机。
But this is a pretty robust device.
这是一个怎么样的声音？
This is a pretty robust device.
好，大家听懂了。
So we can do everything from our cell phone.
我们几乎可以用手机做任何的事情。
We can call people, we can text people, we can take photos, we can take videos.
我们可以打电话给人，发信息给人，拍照、录像都可以。
We can do banking and we can set up appointments.
我们可以用这个来处理银行的账务，也可以定着我的时间表、约会等等。
Over the last 15 years, the use of social networking has developed.
过去几年，这个社交媒体的网络急速的膨胀。
I wanted to do a little bit of research, so I wanted to figure out what are the top social media networks.
我要做一个简单的问题，问大家到底哪一个社交的媒体影响到你？
Many of us use social networks to stay connected to family and friends.
许多人用社交媒体跟朋友保持联系。
My research concluded this.
我的研究结果如下。
Facebook is ranked number one in social media networks.
脸书是社交媒体的第一名。
With a monthly active user being 2.9 billion.
每一个月有29亿的人使用脸书。
Followed in number two is YouTube with 2.2 billion.
第二名是油管 YouTube 有22亿的人。
And followed with number three is WhatsApp with 2 billion users.
第三就是 WhatsApp, 它有20亿人每个月使用。
So now that we've identified the top social networks worldwide,
我们看到全世界最热门的社交媒体。
I wanted to take a step further and figure out who people follow.
我要看到底谁是人最多跟随的对象。
So I wanted to find out what are the most popular pages used on Facebook.
我就查到底脸书上面最热门的页面是什么。
Facebook's most popular page with 196 million followers is the Facebook app.
Facebook 把本身的 app 就有1亿9600万人在跟着它。
And number two, we have Samsung at 162 million followers.
三星这一个脸书的它有1亿6200万人在跟随它。
And then number three is an athlete I'm not familiar with.
第三名是一个我不熟悉的运动员。
So I had to look him up and Google him online.
我就在 Google, 我就在网上搜寻他的资料。
If you follow soccer, you may know him very well.
如果你注重足球的话，你可能知道他。
He's a Portuguese soccer player.
是一个葡萄牙的足球员。
His name is Cristiano Ronaldo.
他名字叫 Cristiano Ronaldo,
with 151 million followers.
有1亿5100万人跟随他。
My point is that we all follow someone or something.
重点就是我们总是跟随着某个人或者某件事情。
Just to give you some context about today's passage.
给各位一些今天信息的背景。
Jesus is about to start his earthly ministry.
耶稣快要开始他在世的事工。
Chapter 3 records Jesus being baptized by John the Baptist.
马太福音第三章记载耶稣接受施洗约翰的洗礼。
After Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit leads him into the wilderness.
耶稣受洗之后圣灵把他带到旷野。
Jesus is in the wilderness and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
在那里禁食40昼夜。
At the end of that time, the tempter Satan comes to Jesus.
40天结束的时候，那个试探人的魔鬼就出现。
Many of us are very familiar with what happens next.
许多人都非常熟悉经文所记载的。
Satan tries to attack Jesus on three different occasions.
撒旦用三种方式来试探耶稣。
Satan knows that Jesus is tired, he's hungry, and he's isolated.
耶稣疲倦了，饥饿了，也跟众人隔绝，孤单。
So Satan attempts to cause Jesus to stumble and fall.
撒旦要绊倒耶稣，让耶稣跌倒。
His first attack on Jesus was asking Jesus to turn stones into bread.
第一个试探是要耶稣把石头变成食物。
Jesus quoted scripture and Satan failed.
耶稣引用圣经，所以撒旦失败了。
Satan wasn't done yet. He had a second attack.
撒旦没有逃走，他继续第二个试探。
Satan took Jesus to the top of the pinnacle.Of the temple, and asked Jesus to throw himself down.
撒旦把耶稣带到圣殿的顶上，要耶稣跳下去。
Again, Jesus quoted scripture.
耶稣再次引用圣经。
Satan failed on his second attack.
第二次的攻击试探，撒旦又失败了。
The final attack on Jesus, Satan took Jesus to the mountain.
最后一个试探，撒旦把耶稣带到山上。
He showed Jesus all the kingdoms in front of him.
看到世上的列国都在他的眼前。
And he asked Jesus to bow down and worship him.
他要求耶稣拜魔鬼撒旦。
Again, Jesus quoted scripture and asked the devil to flee.
耶稣照样的使用圣经，然后赶逐撒旦，叫他滚开。
That point in time, Jesus heard that John the Baptist was put in prison, so he traveled to Galilee.
然后耶稣听到了施洗约翰进到了监狱，然后耶稣就离开去了加利利。
And this is where we pick up on the earthly ministry of Jesus.
这是我们看耶稣世上事工的开始。
I would like to give you three characteristics of a resilient disciple.
我给各位三个重点，有关于坚韧的门徒是怎么回事。
By breaking down verse 19 in three parts.
用四章十九节把它分成三个小的重点。
The first part in Jesus' comment is follow me.
第一个耶稣所讲的重点就是来跟从我。
A resilient disciple follows Jesus for life.
坚韧的门徒一生跟随耶稣。
Notice that Jesus did not say, bow down to me, worship me, acknowledge me.
注意耶稣不是说来跪我拜我。认得我，而是说来跟从我。
He asked the disciples to follow him.
他要求门徒来跟从他。
This is not the first encounter that Jesus had with Simon Peter and Andrew.
这不是耶稣第一次见到西门彼得或者安德烈。
Andrew was a disciple of John the Baptist.
安德烈原来是施洗约翰的门徒。
Andrew followed John the Baptist.
他们跟随施洗约翰。
On several occasions, he pointed out Jesus being the Messiah.
有几处，他曾经指出耶稣就是弥赛亚。
At one point in time, Andrew stopped following John the Baptist and started to follow Jesus.
他曾经停止跟随施洗约翰来跟随耶稣。
This is recorded in John chapter 1.
在约翰福音第一章里面这样记着。
At least Andrew spent a whole day with Jesus, getting to know him and having conversations.
他们花了一天时间跟耶稣在一起，跟耶稣对话。
So what does following Jesus look like?
到底跟随耶稣是怎么回事呢？
It is coming to Jesus relentlessly in pursuit of knowing him and making him known.Learning from him, desiring him.
是不停止的来更多的认识耶稣，不单自己认识耶稣，也传扬耶稣，让别人认识他，从他学习来渴慕他。
It is denying self and making him central, the top priority, first above anyone or anything else.
是拒绝了自己。以耶稣为中心，以他为最高的优先，超越所有的事物，成为人生的首位。
You are saying, my allegiance is in him, and I am unashamed of belonging to him.
对你我来说，我们要向他效忠，属于他，而且对于属于他这件事情，我们不以为耻。
It is fascinating that Jesus did not ask.These fishermen for their resumes or references.
很特别的，耶稣并没有要他们提供他们的履历表，他们各样的这个别人的介绍信。
He did not ask for their education or their spiritual background.
他没有问他们受过什么样的教育，然后过去教会的背景是什么。
He asked them to follow him. to belong to him.
他要求他们归属于他，就是跟随他。
I have three subpoints under following Jesus.
我有三个小的重点在跟随耶稣。
Following Jesus is a call to obedience.
跟随耶稣是一个呼召，要你来顺服。
It is trusting in Jesus no matter the circumstances.
无论环境怎么样，单单信靠耶稣。
When Jesus asked them to follow him, a command, the disciples had to make a choice.
当耶稣发出这样一个呼召的时候，门徒必须做出选择。
It was rather easy choice because they understood Jesus was the Messiah.
当他们晓得耶稣是弥赛亚的时候，这其实是一个简单的选择。
Do you trust him as Lord and Savior of your life? Do you trust that he has a plan and a purpose for your life?
在你的生命中间，你有没有信靠他成为你的主宰，成为你的救主？你相信他对你有他的计划，有他的目标吗？
John records that Jesus said seven bold I am statements.
使徒约翰记载了耶稣大胆强烈的讲出他是什么，讲了七次。
Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
耶稣说我是生命的粮。
Light of the world.
世界的光。
Door of the sheep.
羊的门
，the resurrection and the life，
复活与生命
，the good shepherd，
好牧人
，the way， the truth， the life，
道路真理生命
，and the true vine，
以及真葡萄树。
Do you trust that Jesus is all that？
你是不是相信耶稣就是这一些呢
？Proverbs 3:5-6 are very familiar verses。
箴言三章五到六节大家非常熟悉。
They say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Do we trust the Lord in hard circumstances?
你是不是在困难的环境中间能够信靠他呢？
Three examples from the Old Testament.Of faithful followers,
有三个在旧约里面这个忠心的信徒
，who I deem as resilient,
就是这些坚韧的门徒。
When immediate family is lost, Esther became queen.
当失去了最亲近的家人的时候，以斯帖成为皇后。
When not considered important and asked to tend his sheep.David became a warrior, then a king.
当被藐视、看不起去放羊的时候，大卫成为战士，后来成为君王。
When faced with constant trials and sold into slavery, Joseph became second in command under Pharaoh.
当不断的遭受患难试炼的时候，一再的苦难临到。约瑟却成为法老之下万人之上埃及的首相。
The Bible records several individuals that trusted in the Lord.
圣经记载了许多这样子的人相信信靠主。
Your decision to trust and obey God will drastically alter your life and impact those surrounding you.
当你信靠顺服神的决定。不单彻底影响改变你的生命，也会影响到在你四周的人。
Not only is following Jesus a call to obedience,
跟随耶稣不只是要你来顺服。
Following Jesus is a call to a personal relationship with him.
跟随耶稣是呼召你跟耶稣产生个人的关系。
It is loving him.
是要你去爱他。
And why do we love him? Because he first loved us.
为什么我们爱他？是因为他先爱我们。
Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us."
罗马书五章八节说，原来神的爱激励我们。
In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，基督就为我们死了。
His holiness sent him to the cross.
圣洁的他被送上十字架。
His love for me hung him on the cross.
是他的爱把他挂在十字架上。
He died in my place.
他替我而死。
I should have been nailed to the cross for my sins.
我应该为我的罪被钉在十字架上。
But he willingly took my place because he loved me.
他甘愿为我而死，因为他爱我。
He was buried and then on the third day rose again.
他被埋葬了，第三天复活。
Why wouldn't I not love Jesus because of what he did for me?
为了他所做的这些事情，我为什么不去爱他呢？
John 13, 34 and 35 says this.
约翰福音十三章三四三十五节这样说。
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
By this all men know that ye are my disciples if ye love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Following Jesus is a call to a personal relationship with him. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus?
跟从耶稣就是一个呼召，要你跟他产生个人的关系。你和耶稣有没有个人的关系呢？
Not only is it a call to obedience and a call to a personal relationship,
不只是呼召你要顺服或者建立个人的关系。
But following Jesus is a call to service. It is suffering for him, and it is costly.
跟随耶稣的呼召是要叫你去服侍他，服侍就是要为他受苦，为他付出沉重的代价。
You see, the disciples left their trade, their livelihood, their homes, their possessions.
门徒放下他们的事业、他们的生计、他们的房子、他们的所有。
They left their families and their friends, their comforts.
他们放下他们的家人、他们的朋友、他们的享受。
And their titles and their fortune.
他们种种的头衔、名称、他们的财产。
Later, we find out that many of them became martyrs because of their faith in Jesus Christ.
以后他们中间许多人甚至为信仰牺牲，成为殉道者。
Matthew 16, 24 through 26 says this.
马太福音十六章二十四到二十六节这么说。
And Jesus said unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，就必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Denying self means to die to self.
舍己就是向自己而死。
Die to my pride, to my ego, to my beliefs.
向我的骄傲，向我的自我，向我的信仰而死。
To my ambitions, to my old habits.
向我的野心，向我旧的习惯而死。
Do you remember the conversation Jesus had with the rich young ruler?
你们记得耶稣跟那个少年财主的对话吗？
The rich young ruler came to Jesus and said, Lord, I have done everything. I have kept everything from my young age.
那个少年财主说，主啊，我从小都遵守了所有律法上规定的事情。
He asked a very important question that all of us ask.
他问一个我们每一个人都问最重要的问题。
What must I do to have eternal life?
夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？
Jesus replied back to this young man.
耶稣对这个年轻人说，
Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me.
耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可以去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
We as people like to be in control of our own destiny.
身为人，我们喜欢掌控我们的前途。
We want to have control over who we date.
我们希望知道我们跟谁约会。
We want control over where we go to college.
我们希望知道我们去哪里上大学。
We want control over who we work for.
我们希望掌控我们跟谁工作。
We want control over who we marry.
我们希望管理我们跟谁结婚。
It is very difficult to deny self.
舍己非常非常困难。
But that is required to follow Jesus.
但是跟随耶稣，这是一个要求。
A.W. Tozer said this, If I am to wholly follow the Lord Jesus Christ, I must forsake everything that is contrary to him.
陶素这样说，如果我要完完全全的跟随耶稣基督，我必须放下一切与他对立的事物。
What is it that is holding you back from following Jesus?
对你来说，什么是让你不能完全跟随耶稣呢？
He wants you all in, 100%.
他要你百分之百的跟从。
Many of us will give him 25%, maybe even 50%.
许多我们中间许多人也许有25%甚至到50%来跟从他。
What is your everything that is keeping you from wholly following Jesus?
什么事情让你不能完完全全的来跟从他呢？
Who or what do you follow?
你跟从了谁或者你跟从了什么？
Looking at the second phrase of what Jesus said to his disciples.
我们看耶稣对门徒说话的第二个小段落。
And I will make you.
我要叫你们。
A resilient disciple believes in Jesus Christ and his words.
一个坚韧的门徒相信耶稣基督以及他的话。
Notice how Jesus didn't say, it is probable or it is likely.
耶稣并没有说也许大概可能。
He didn't say to the disciples, maybe I will.
耶稣并没有说我也许会这样做。
He said, I will make you.
耶稣说我要使你们。
And that leads to my first point. Jesus makes promises and keeps his promises.
回到我前面讲的，耶稣给了应许，他也持守他所给的应许。
I thank the Lord that is Jesus that will make me, and not the world, not the culture, not somebody else.
我很感谢神，是耶稣给我们应许，而不是这个世界或者别人给我的应许。
Philippians 1:6 says this, Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
腓立比书1:6说，我深信在那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Not only is it a promise, it is a new creation by Jesus.
不止耶稣不止给我们应许，耶稣要给我们要让我们成为新造的人。
He will make me into a new creation.
他使我成为新造的人。
2 Corinthians 5:17 states this, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new.
哥林多后书五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Do you believe that Jesus will do this? Do you believe that Jesus will keep his promises?
你相不相信耶稣会这样做？你相不相信耶稣会持守他的应许？
Do you believe in Jesus and who he says he is?
你相信耶稣就是他所说的那一位吗？
And what he is capable of doing.
他能做这些事情吗？
My third and last final point of what a resilient disciple is.
我第三点有关于坚韧的门徒到底是什么呢？
The final phrase, he ends, fishers of men.
在这一节最后他说成为得人如鱼。
A resilient disciple imitates Jesus Christ in word and deed.
坚韧的门徒在他们的言语和行为上会效法耶稣基督。
Jesus told the disciples, No longer are you going to be fishing for fish in the Sea of Galilee.
耶稣对门徒说，你们不，将来不要在加利利海继续的打鱼。
Instead of casting nets into the Sea of Galilee, you're going to be casting nets into the world.
你不要在加利利海里面继续撒网，你要在这个世界上面撒网。
Jesus is casting a vision here.
耶稣赐下一个意象在这里。
He's inviting us to be part of his mission.
他要求我们参与他的事工。
Jesus came to seek and to save the lost.
耶稣来寻找拯救世上的人。
And we're invited to share this good news to everyone that we come in contact with.
我们被邀请来跟分享同样的信息，让所有的人得到福音。
God has an overarching divine purpose for all believers.
神有一个对每一个信徒都有他自己的计划。
That is to conform us to the likeness of His Son Jesus Christ.
就是要我们能够效法他儿子耶稣基督的模样。
We are to imitate Him.
我们要效法他。
We are to reflect Him from our lives.
要用我们的生命来显出他的。
We are to be lights in a dark world.
要在这个黑暗的世界中间成为光。
Romans 8:29 states, "For whom He did foreknow." He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
罗马书八章二十九节说，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
He also has a unique tailor-made plan for each of us.
他为我们每个人都有一个量身定做的计划。
The Lord will fulfill His purpose for our lives.
神要我们的生命来满足成就他的旨意。
As Awana missionaries, we read on articles and trends within our culture.
身为宣教士，我们在文化，我读了一篇文章，讲到我们怎么样改变我们的文化。
Do you know by the age 13?
你知道十三岁的时候
，A child has their worldview developed.
一个孩子的世界观就渐渐的成型。
That is a scary thought for us as parents or grandparents.
身为父母或者祖父母，我们有件事情非常的可怕。
We're only given a few years to really influence our children.
我们只有几年的时间能够真正的影响到我们的儿女。
The top influencers that help develop our children's worldview.
最重要的就是帮助他们形成他们的世界观，他们的信仰。
The primary one are the parents.
能够做这样的事情最主要的就是父母。
After that, we have education and media.
然后就是教育以及媒体。
We are only given a short time for a child, for a child's worldview to be developed.
我们只有一点点的时间来帮助一个孩子形成他的世界观。
and we are the biggest influencers for their worldview.
我们是影响他们世界观最重要的人。
Approximately 6% of adults have a biblical worldview.
大概只有 6% 的成人有属于圣经的世界观。
Less than 1% of Generation Z has a biblical worldview.
Generation Z, 最 Z 世代的人大概只有 1%, 1% 以下的人有圣经的世界观。
What are we doing as parents to prepare our children so that they are resilient disciples?
身为父母，我们怎么样来帮助我们的儿女也成为坚韧的门徒？
As parents, we are guilty of asking our children a famous question.
我们没有做得很好，来问我们儿女这样的问题。
The famous question that we are all known for is, did you have fun?
我们最常问的就是你玩得开心不开心？
We focus more on their feelings and experience.
我们注重他们的感受，他们的经验。
We should be asking questions like,
我们应该问其他的问题。
What truths did you find or learn from about in God's word?
你在神的话语中间学到什么样的真理？
Or how did God reveal himself to you?
或者神怎么样让你认识他是谁？
Do we talk about how we see God's experiences in our lives?
我们有没有跟他讲我们自己在神面前的体验经验？
As a parent and grandparents, perhaps we need to ask ourselves,
身为父母或者祖父母，我们应该常常问自己
：Who are our children becoming like？
我们的儿女到底像谁
？If we don't disciple our children，
如果我们不去训练我们的儿女
，The world is going to disciple and influence our children。
这个世界将要训练他们，影响他们。
We need to do a better job.As believers and as a church to disciple our children.
身为信徒，身为教会，我们应该要做得更好一点。
Matthew 28, 19 and 20, we have the Great Commission.
马太福音28:19-20是大使命。
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Belong, believe, become.
归属、相信、成为。
These are strong characteristics of a resilient disciple.
这是坚韧的门徒最重要的品格。
Do you follow Jesus?
你跟从耶稣吗
？Do you trust him as Lord and Savior of your life?
你相信他、接受他成为你的主以及你的救主吗？
When he calls us, how will we respond?
当他呼召我们的时候，我们怎么回应？
Perhaps you haven't put your trust and faith in Jesus Christ today.
也许你今天还没有接受耶稣成为你的主。
Perhaps you're interested in knowing more about Jesus Christ.
也许你希望更多的认识他。
Please don't leave today without talking to one of us.
请你离开之前，务必跟我们中间的一些基督徒讲话。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告来结束。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to share your word.
天父，我感谢你赐给我在这边传讲信息的机会。
We live in a culture where the world is telling to live for ourselves.
我们活在这样一个世界里面，这个世界的风潮潮流就是让我们为自己而活。
It is telling the world to follow individualism and secularism.
这个世界让我们按照个人为中心、世俗中心的方式而生活。
Lord, we pray that we would raise the next generations to become resilient disciples for you.
我们在你面前愿意把我们的下一代也塑造成为你坚韧的门徒。
Help us to make it intentional.
让我们刻意的做这样的事情。
And help us to point others to Christ in everything we do.
让我们也真是能够成为耶稣，在每一件事情上面以耶稣为我们的主。
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿们。
Thank you, Pastor Paul.
Yeah. 好，弟兄姊妹，请站立，我们来唱回应诗歌。跟随我。
今天是我们圣餐的主日，那我们感谢主。上个礼拜我们不在这边聚会，我们在退休会聚会，然后我们也有一起的这个在那边的聚集。那今天我们回到教会里面，让我们来读圣经两段的圣经，马太福音18章18到20节，以及使徒行传1章8节，都是跟大使命有关的经文，一起来。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。这两段的经文，一段是大使命，要我们成为门徒。成为门徒就是受洗， 原来归属世界的，现在归属三位一体的真神。受洗就是与耶稣同死、同葬、同复活，这就是圣餐的意义。但是与耶稣认同、归属于他，也包括要学习，要耶稣所吩咐的一切都教导所有的门徒遵守，也要门徒到四处在圣灵的能力中间传扬福音。有谁还没有饼杯的，能不能举一下手？同工可以来这边，有好几位，麻烦传一下。饼和杯是耶稣在受难的日子，为那个晚上被卖的晚上，晚餐之后跟门徒行的一件事情，要表达他的死、他的复活。那早上我有跟大家讲说，明天是五旬节，纪念教会成立、圣灵降临。今天我们用圣餐来纪念耶稣的死，思想到他的大使命是让我们成为他的门徒，与他认同，知道他的死，也跟他同活。好，麻烦再拿到前面来给讲员好吗？好，那我们一起来祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，我们为着这么美好的救恩献上感谢。当我们越在这个世界上生活，越看到世界的乱象，当我们越跟人接触，也看到人我许多的软弱黑暗，我们就更加的感恩你让我们能够来跟从你，离开原来这个世界许多的难处，在你里面不单与你联合，而且能够为你而活，这是何等奇妙的恩典。让我们借着饼和杯，借着耶稣牺牲受死复活，让我们看见你的爱，让我们愿意为爱你来跟随你，愿为爱你而活。谢谢主，我们虽然不能够明白，但是这样的恩典临到我们，我们向你献上满心的感谢。祷告奉耶稣基督圣名，阿们，
阿们。
我们下面用一首诗歌来纪念主，我们用可以跟着唱，可以默祷，可以在神面前认罪，在神面前感恩。好，我们来唱。
好，同来擘饼。
敬的心一起领受主的身体。圣经上说，在饭后耶稣又举起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，要门徒要我们常常如此行，为的是纪念他。我们打开这个杯，然后我们还是用一首诗歌的时间 来默祷，来感恩，来向神认罪，而且重新得力。
好，192首保驾轻盈。
说耶稣说，这是我的血所立的新约，要我们常常如此行，为的是纪念他。在我们领受杯的时候之前，也许我们左右看一下，然后彼此说，这是主的血为你为我流出。然后我们领受主的杯，我们彼此说，这是主的血为你为我流出。我们一起来祷告。主，我们向你献上感恩，为着耶稣在十字架上所经历的痛苦，所遭遇到的苦难，他的身体被撕裂，他的血被流出来，他的心破碎，他与父神隔绝，是我们没有办法思想的痛苦，却是为了拯救我们这些人，让我们不是用25%、50%的爱，让我们用100%的爱来回应你的恩典。我们向你献上感谢，愿你得着一切荣耀。祷告奉耶稣基督圣名，阿们。我们的圣餐聚会在这边结束。下面我们要为教会的奉献来祷告，我们还是一起低头闭目。天父，我们感谢你，因为一切都是你的恩典，但是你也给我们有机会向你表达我们的爱，让我们把我们的生命，把我们的爱，把我们的时间心血，甚至把我们的伤痕献给你，求你来使用。愿我们所做的这一切都